Hey, what's the bench?
Rob Tower against Shabby Watt.
Now then, we let's say Tachman on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Shavuot, obviously. But we don't say Tachman between Rosh Chodesh Sivan or Shavuot either. Meaning the beginning of this week. Why not? So the Magen Avraham explains, the Miyad Bebet Sivan, Amar Le Moshe Lekad Shem LeTorah, already on the second day of Sivan, which was today, Moshe began to sanctify them to get them ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Amala and Moshe Lekachim Latorah. We're on Shabbos, Peches, Design Peches. The Magen Avraham continues, and he says, quotes a minog, that Gimel Yomim Kodim Shavuos Ein Misanin. You can't fast for the 3 days before Shavuos. Tahavi Yimei Hagbalah. Mashma de Besheni Besivon Mutar Le'etanot. It's mashed on the second day of Sivan. You can fast. What I'm focusing in on here is exactly the status of the days between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shavuot. On the one hand, we say you don't say Tachnun any of the days. On the other hand, there's a minute quoted here about fasting, that it's only during the Shloshet Yemei Hakbalah. What are the Shloshet Yemei Hakbalah? Hey, Dalid, and Gimel. In between, you have the second day. The second day of Sivan, right? It was Shabbos this year. On the one hand, it's not one of the Shloshet Yemei Hakbalah. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's in between. Does anyone know the day, the name of this day, in the tradition of the Jewish people, what it's called? What?
Shabbat
Kalah. That's when it falls on Shabbat, but the second day of Sivan, what it's called, whether it's on Shabbat or not. It's called Yom HaMeyuchas. It's called Yom HaMeyuchas. And the reason why is, seemingly because it's in a very good company, right before the Shloshet Yemei Hakbalah, right after Rosh Chodesh, right in between. Right now, Matzai Shabbat, we're moving from the second day of Sivan to the third day of Sivan, to the Shloshet Yemei Hakbalah. And the Magen Avraham says that these days were days when Moshe began to be Mekadesh them for Matan Torah. And that's the song you were singing, the words in Sefer Shemot. Kidashtem, Chibsu Simlotechem, preparing for Mamad Har Sinai. But the question is, what about the second day? So what's interesting is that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, he has a little bit of a different lashon. He says, again in Taf Tzadi Dalet, there, it says, "V'nogim b'medinot elu shelo le'etanot v'shelo lomar tachnun mirosh chodesh ad chet bo." Lefi shemiyad achar rosh chodesh etchil Moshe l'hitasek imohem v'inyin kabbalat ha-Torah. The Magen Avraham said he was mikachim l'Torah. The Baal HaTanya says he was preparing them for kabbalat ha-Torah. I want to talk about what the difference is. Shebesheni b'shabbat haya rosh chodesh u'beshlishi b'shabbat amar lehem v'atem tiyu li mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh u'verevi'i amar lehem mitzvat hakbala yishamer lechem alot pahar, etc. Meaning the shloshet mi hakbala are Gimel, Dalet, and Hei Sivan. What happened on Bet Sivan? On Bet Sivan, Moshe brought Hashem's proposal to the Jewish people. He said, "If Shamoa Teshmu v'koli u'shamartem et briti v'yitim li mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh." The proposal was made on Bet Sivan, and the Jews answered. What did the Jews answer on Bet Sivan? Nasa v'nishma, right? Or Nasa. The word nishma is only added later, meaning later parshios. And once the Jews consented, then the preparations for Mamad Har Sinai began, sanctifying the mountain, etc. So the preparations of Kedusha began only on the third day. But the proposal, the preparation for Kabbalat HaTorah, that began on the second day. So right now, tonight, between the second day and the third day, we're moving from the preparation of Kabbalat HaTorah, which is essential for moving forward, and then the 3 days of sanctification, in order to have this big moment of the revelation of Hashem and the giving of Torah directly from Hashem to the Jewish people. which you see from these customs, custom not to say tachnun, the custom not to fast, is that the concepts of shloshet yemei hakabbalah, of the preparation for kabbalat haTorah, what happened then defines the days in ways that are still relevant for now. Because supposedly, assumedly, one could say shloshet yemei hakabbalah were something necessary technically for Mamad Har Sinai. They're not relevant today. They had to cordon off the mountain, and people needed to know, and they needed to clean their clothes, which we know isn't relevant today, right? They had to stay away from the wife. They had to prepare for a revelation. That was then. It's not relevant today. I guess. Right? It is relevant. The Shloshet Yemei Hakabbalah. And if we don't say Tachnun on the second day of Sivan either, because the proposal and the day when the proposal was made and the proposal was accepted is still relevant today. This is why people are careful to create a different atmosphere for these days leading up to Shavuot. Right? These minhagim are expressive of it. There's a tefillah of the Shalah. Right, to be said on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, before the week leading up to Shavuot begins. Right, that a person should have children, the children should follow in the ways in the Mesorah. The days leading up to Shavuot were a special time then, and we see that it's a special time now in preparing for Shavuot properly. We all know that there's a mitzvah to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai. What about Ma'amad Har Sinai we meant to remember? Let's take a look at how the Torah describes the mitzvah. It's in Parshat Ve'etchanan, Devarim Perek Dalet. It says like this. It says, "Hishamer lecha ushmar nafshch maod, pen tishkach et advarim asher ra'u einecha, ufen yasuru milvavecha kol yimei chayecha, vehodatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha." Don't forget all the days of your life. Pass it on to your children and to their children. What? Yom asher amadeta lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. It doesn't say remember how the Torah was given at Sinai. It says remember Yom Asher Amadeta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev. And it says it again in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Batikrevun Vata'amdun Tachat Ahar. You were drawn close and you stood under the mountain. Of course, Chazal learned from this concept under the mountain, Kafalem Harka Gigit. Twice it talks about the day that you stood. And from here we get the term. There's a mitzvah to remember what? Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ma'amad means the situation where you stood. And we talk about Shavuot being Zman Matan Torahtenu, the time when Hashem gave us at least the beginnings of the Torah. But what we remember is Yom Asher Amadeta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, is Ma'amad Har Sinai. It takes two to tango, right? Hashem can give the Torah. And Shavuot can be Zman Matan Torateinu. The question is whether people are standing at Ma'amad Har Sinai. And that's why a period of days were necessary for the people to prepare, to be ready to stand before Har Sinai. It doesn't just mean physically to stand, it means to be ready, to be committed, to be emotionally ready. Why is it so important to remember Yom Asher Amadeta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev? On the simple level, we stood before Hashem at Chorev, and Hashem appeared to the Jewish people and gave us the Torah, and this is the basis of our belief in the Torah being from Hashem, and it's important to remember that experience, and that's definitely true. And remembering Matan Torah, remembering Ma'am and Har Sinai is important for the basis of our believing in what we have. And that's definitely true. But I think there's something additionally important. And that is the difference between believing in it and being ready to receive it. Now the truth is that most of us never had a moment of receiving the Torah. Most of us are raised with the Torah. And even if some of us were not raised with as much as others, the receiving of a 12-year-old, of a 13-year-old, of a 14-year-old is not the same, shouldn't be the same, as the receiving of an 18-year-old. For many of us, in Baruch Hashem, we have chinuch and we're raised with it properly. The Torah is something that we just know from our home, that we know from our reality, that we wouldn't think of not observing. Which is very good. But the sad thing about that is that often our level of commitment to it is based on the fact that it's just what we grew up with. We don't make a decision to receive it and pursue it. I have a brother-in-law who lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Okay. So he and his neighbor, they're from America. So I had an idea, they want to put up in the parking lot of their building a basketball hoop. So one of the people in his building is a Baal Tshuva. And he's against it, because he doesn't want the boys to play basketball. So my brother-in-law, he's very frum. He's like, what's wrong with playing basketball? So the guy's like, they should be learning all the time. I should know my brother-in-law. He learns in the morning, he learns at night. He works a few hours in between. He learns. His kids learn too. I'm not getting into who's right and who's wrong. But the Baal Tshuva is being Makabel Torah on his own. He didn't grow up with the reality of where you learn and you play basketball and that's part of being Jewish. He didn't have Yeshiva League. One day he woke up and he decided to be Makabel Torah. Okay. So now I'm learning Torah all the time. I don't want my kids playing basketball. Now whether we believe that we or our children should or shouldn't play basketball aside, the question is whether we even have the question. The question is whether we a Makabel Torah in a way that we think about what level of observance and level of learning and appreciation of learning we should have. Everybody knows there's a minute to say Pirkei Avot between Pesach and Shavuot, right? And everybody knows that Sfirat Omer is a time to prepare for Shavuot. Okay, how do we prepare? You go to Shechem for Yisod Shabbi Yisod. Again, maybe nice, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's elegant, but you know. There's one thing the Jewish people have as a custom to do between Pesach and Shavuot, and that's to say Pirkei Avot. Now, Pirkei Avot weren't written for the period between Pesach and Shavuot. How do you know there's only five brachim? So it's, you know, general concepts and whatever. But the sixth parak that we read today, or we're supposed to read today, the sixth parak is for Shavuot. Because it wasn't in the original Pirkei Avot. And it was collected once the minhag developed to learn Pirkei Avot between Pesach and Shavuot, and they needed something to learn the sixth week. So we have the sixth parak. And the sixth parak is called, anyone knows what it's called? It's called Kinyan Torah. The things you need to know in order to be Kona Torah. A sensible thing to learn before Shavuot. And a lot of the parak makes sense. For example, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah, it's different in this edition here. Mishnah Dalet says, Kachi darko shel Torah, pat b'melach tochel, umayim b'msura tishte, v'al aretz tishan, v'chaye tzar tichye, u'v'torah ta'amel. What does it say here? A person who wants to be kona Torah has to be willing to live very Spartanly. And this way he'll end up being focused on Torah. Or it says in Mishnah, hey, Al Tavakesh Gedula Le'atzmecha, don't look for cover, don't look for greatness, it'll take away from Torah. It's talking about the things you need to know in order to be Kohen Torah. It even mentions here in Mishnah Zayin 48 ways, 48 things you need to be Kohen Torah. Okay, that's what you'd expect in this parak. That's why it's surprising that the first Mishnayot speak about the implications of learning Torah, not methods of being Kohen Torah. It begins Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Osik Batorah Lishma Zochel Edvarim Harbe. Mishnah Bey says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chol Yom Bayom Bat Kol Yotzik Mehar Chorev Umachrezet Veomeret Oilem Lebriot Melbuna Shel Torah Shekol Mi Sheino Osik Batorah Nikra Nazuf. Famous Mishnah, Altek Richaris Alacherus. These Mishnayos are talking about things that aren't about how to be Kohen Torah, at least assumingly. First Mishnah talks about what you gain if you learn Torah. And the second Mishnah talks about how a bat kol comes out from Har Chorev and says, woe to the creations of the world for insulting Torah. Shekol mi she'ein osik b'Torah nikra nazav. How are these Mishnayot connected to being Kohen Torah? I think the answer is very important. In order to be Kohen Torah, a person has to begin with an appreciation of what they're being Kohen, of the importance of what they're being Kohen. Without a person understanding the significance of being Kohen Torah, he's not going to have the level of commitment, of focus, of gumption, of sacrifice it's going to take to be Kohen. And we can talk about being committed to Torah, we can talk about valuing Torah, we can talk about all the things, but that talk is not going to translate unless a person internalizes the first Mishnayot here. And it says here, anyone who's Osik B'Torah L'Shma Zochel Advarim Harbe gives a long list of beautiful things. And the question is whether we believe that these things are dependent on being on learning Torah. What's the list here? He's a person who's loved, he's Oev Et HaMakom, he's Oev Et HaBriot. What does learning Torah have to do with being Oev Et HaBriot? Mesamech Et HaMak, Mesamech Et HaBriot, Malbashto Anava Vira, Mechshato Liot Tzadik, Chassid Yashar, Neman, Merachto Menachet, Mekarvato Lidei Zchut, Neni Menayetz V'Toshia, Bino Gvura. It's worth learning through these Mishnayot. V'notenet lo Malchut U'memshala V'chikur, Dinu Megala No Razei Torah V'nasek, Kima'ina Mitgaber, Chanar Sheino Pesek, V'hov V'tzanua V'erech Ruach U'mochel Avono. Kol Alome Tol Osek V'Torah L'Shma, Zochel Edvarim Harbe. But I think the most important thing on the list is what comes last on the list. It says, "Umegadalto, umeromamto, al kol ha'masim." It makes him greater and higher than all the creations of the world. Kol ha'masim. Now, this we don't believe. There are people who do believe it. There are people who believe that learning Torah is the greatest thing you can do. Now we all know, modern Orthodox Jews, that the world is not only here to learn Torah. It's here for X and Y and Z. And that's true. The question is whether the greatness of a person begins with the learning of Torah. Umegadalto, umeromamto, al kol ha'masim. It makes him greater and higher than all of the creations of the world. This is what you need to internalize to begin speaking about the methods of being Kohen Torah. Because the methods are means. You have to be willing to live a life without focus on hanaz, without pursuit of wealth and honor. Okay, check. But that isn't something a person's willing to truly consider if they don't appreciate the significance of the goal that they're trying to reach by doing that. And if we talk about our own preparation for Har Sinai, by trying to internalize the Mishnayot of Perek Vav that we learned today, we have to think about how it applies to ourselves. It's a little bit kooky, to be honest. The notion of 12th grade English and American kids, right, or 11th grade, right, Manchester or Montreal, It's even more ludicrous. Leaving high school and coming to yeshiva. It's ludicrous because the assumptions that yeshiva makes are so different than the assumptions that high school makes. High school is about balance between different things, exposing you to very different types of studies and experiences. No one thinks twice about missing night seder during high school, because unless you're in Skokie Yeshiva, there's no such thing as night seder. And in Skokie Yeshiva, you don't think twice about missing night seder. Shemin, did you ever think twice about missing night seder? How long was night seder in the academy, Weisberg?
Not long at all.
Night seder. That's why it's so hard. And I appreciate them. Kids come to yeshiva. It's like, you have to be a night seder. It has to be consistent. It's very important for your growth. It's like, night seder. Night learning? Night. What does it mean? This is just an example. I get mailing with this class and there's grades and there's a teacher. You shouldn't come 15 minutes late. What's the problem with coming 15 minutes late to seder? You know, those are small, itsy bitsy nafkaminas. The whole concept of high school is, you can do whatever you want, as long as you don't do it in public. Meaning, again, officially, outwardly, in school, we have to act like religious people, but off the record, you can be whatever you want. And that's what it is. And that's why the year in Israel, 30 years ago, was only like very, very committed people went to Israel. And then they wanted to open up to less committed people. So they had programs. They still have it in England. They used to have it in America, too. I don't know if you know. Well, you came to Israel. You went to kibbutz for 3 months and picked cherries. You went to some kind of seminar place where they, you know, taught you some Torah. And why not study Torah too? That's good. Things like high school. You had 3 weeks of army. And that's really what most high school, that would be, that is the true natural continuation of what high school programs are. Why don't you go on these programs? Well, the Rebbes are going to steer you away from those programs because the Rebbes are like undercover agents. You know, a lot of schools, the Rebbes are like Harriet, what was her name in the Civil War? Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman. They're working for like the underground, trying to steal people away to the Jewish world. You know, every once in a while, a guy disappears underground. They take him out on the toes, take him to the north, you find him in Lakewood. Yeah. But even the people who are not Jewish, they all have an agenda. Except those who've gone over to the other side, right? They've watered them down so much that they think they're just another, like an English teacher. They can take an animal and raise him like when they're a different herd of animals, he thinks he's an elephant, right? But anyone who's a real Rebbe wants a person to be fully committed to Torah, to appreciate this. So they're going to steer you away from these, you know, programs. But the truth is, and I always find it to be funny, even kids who aren't really committed to Torah, they want to be in a real yeshiva. Because, great, right? I'm going to drive a Fiat. I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to go to a real yeshiva. So I want to be a yeshiva that takes Torah seriously. But of course, I don't take Torah seriously. I don't take Torah seriously. Meaning, you know, Torah is a very important part of the Jewish people. We're going to make a nice little cover for it with a crown on top. Of course. But the notion of being in yeshiva, high school kids being in yeshiva, it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, with, you know, with the exception of the quantity of the tefillah, we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Chutz Laretz too. Days of soul searching and personal reflections, maybe more intensive here, but it's the same animal. Sukkot, Simchas Beis Shoeva, same animal. Hanukkah, Purim, a few more Sufganiyot here, a little more drinking. I think we have the concept. But Shavuos, I remember Shavuos growing up. Could be different in the cities you came from. I grew up in Flatbush, so us like 10th and 11th grade kids, we're going to sit there and learn. What are you, crazy? We're definitely not going to no shiurim. So we go around from shul to shul. What's going on this shul? What's going on that shul? Try and figure out where the best minion is, where the best food is, what time is this starting, how fast it's going to be, how slow it's going to be. We did a lot of chakirish for this night. I don't know if we did any learning, but chakirish we did. where there are girls, where aren't there girls? It's two different things. A, you want to see them. B, you don't want to. You're going to a place where there isn't. I'm saying from. You know, the chakiris and the walking around, the different shuls, down a little. You know, psukis zimmer here, a little bit of kriya shma over here. What?
That's a good hashtag for Ramban.
There you go, right? Oh, that's actually. I think it's, I don't know what the right word to use is, but it's ironic, appropriate, all at the same time. Shavuot comes out towards the end of your time in yeshiva. Because Meila, in the middle of Chorus, man, you're in the middle of your I'm very serious about Torah kick. But by this point in the year, that was a good time to consider how much a person is Mekabel Torah, how much a person is Omeid Lifnei Hashem Bahar Sinai. You know, the Tikkun Lel Shavuos, staying up all night Shavuos, comes from the Zohar. The Zohar says, it's brought down the latest form of Kabbalah too, and if a person learns the night of Shavuos properly, so in the morning they can be Zoche to a Gilu Eloki. And that's not the stuff you find not in the Zohar, in the Kabbalah, right? The fact that there's a potential for a meeting with Hashem in the morning, and that the Jews, as much as they were prepared, one of Ram says they were sleeping in the morning, Hashem had to wake them up, so we're ready. We're ready for the meeting. That a person prepares himself for this meeting with Hashem. And the meeting with Hashem hinges on a person being Omeid Lifnei Hashem, being prepared, saying Naaseh, which means two things. It means observance and it means appreciation of what learning means and a commitment to mastering it. There's a boy who went to yeshiva here from Philadelphia. His name is David Halpern. Gavi, you know? So before he came to yeshiva, 4 years ago, a little more than 4 years ago, we sent out a letter to all the boys coming to yeshiva, encouraging them to make sure to prepare for yeshiva properly, and suggesting that they begin over the summer learning Daf Yomi. They were starting Yuma, beginning of June. We said, start Daf Yomi Yuma, you'll come to yeshiva, we're starting Sukkah, and you'll start Yoma, Sukkah, great, Nikov and Nashim. So what do you guys get when you get letters like that from yeshiva, from high school? Oh, very nice. Very nice. Oh, poor David Halpern, he's a friar. He's from Philadelphia. And I'm trying to say, what does he know? He doesn't know that it's a joke. He doesn't know it's a joke. He thinks the Flyers are going to beat the Bruins. You know what I'm trying to say? Who won? The Flyers won? Oh, you got to believe. You got to believe. Oh, Boston's going to eat the Bruins for breakfast because the Flyers are a surprise team. They got no chance against the Habs, though, right? No, there's nothing. You follow hockey, of course. They got no chance against the Habs, right? No chance. The Habs are back. That's it. The Barak curse is over.
We have to see. I'll
see about that. In any case. So he started learning Daf Yomi Yoma. Comes to yeshiva. He learned Sukkah. So I wrote him an email on Friday. You're still learning Daf Yomi? He said, finishing Sanhedrin. What, you start in yeshiva? You may not continue after, but you start before. So I'm writing a letter to the boys coming to yeshiva next year. Mir Tashem. It's not only appropriate to them. They should begin learning Makos. A couple of weeks. Rav Kala is giving shiur on it over the summer. Makos, about Azara. Shavuos. Not six daf at one moment. You know, Daf Yomi. They're starting over Azara at the beginning of Elul's month. Mir Tashem. Kachim. You guys learn Kachim. How many times you learn Kachim? Start. To be committed to really wanting to know Torah. And again, it begins with taking these Mishnayos seriously. These Mishnayos are part of like the group of sources in Judaism that you have a hard time relating to. It's like you don't take it really seriously. Umegad al to, umero mamto, al kol amasi. Mishnah Bay is very strange. It says the Basko goes out and says, Oilem lebrios me'albonis shel Torah. Woe to the creations of the world from the insult that Torah suffers because it's not being learnt. And it's an obvious question. Some guy in India who doesn't know what Torah is, never heard of Torah, is insulting the Torah by not learning it. A Jew in Schenectady, right, who's never heard of Torah, is insulting the Torah by not learning it. A chor of the pshat is, who's insulting the Torah by not learning it? A person who knows what it's worth. And yet, And the Mishnah ends off, V'chol mishaosek b'talmud Torah, hareze mit'ale. Anyone involved in Talmud Torah, it raises him up. Again, there's a combination of reasons why we don't feel this. Number one, we don't yet learn well enough to feel it. Look at people who do. Talk to people who do. I'm not talking about Rav Nevin Sal. Talk to him. Are you raised up by Torah? Yes. looking at you with a smile. Can you tell me how? Yes. How? Learn. He has to figure out how to give the shortest possible answers, you know, and then a smile. Go away. And I'm not even talking about Rav Cutler or Rav Warren or Rav Bain. Talk to Shenebek guys, not that much further ahead of you. Shenebek guys, talk to Shenehe guy. That's one reason we're not yet good enough. But part of the reason we don't get good enough is because we got a lot on our plate. We got a lot of values. We got a lot of things we appreciate. We got a lot of things that we think make us meaningful. We're not hungry. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Nun Hei, asks why Matan Torah was in a desert. And of course, we know that Parshat Bamidbar is always read the Shabbat before Shavuot, Bamidbar. So the Gemara says, why was Matan Torah in the Midbar? It says, Kevan Sha'osa Adam is Atzmo Ki Midbar. Shumufka Lachol Torah Nitna Lova Matana. Kevan Shinitna Lova Matana Nachaloel. Kevan Shinachaloel Ola Legadula, like we saw in the Lashon in the end of Mishnah Novas, which quotes the same pasuk, Mishnah Beis, Umi Matana Nachliel Umi Nachaliel Bamot. Kabbalah Satorah can't take place in high school. It can't take place in high school because you have too many other values. It's amazing to me. Not amazing to me, just interesting to me every year when people apply to yeshiva. And again, they're in high school. So they want to impress the people they're applying to. So they start saying this, I'm on the bowling team and I'm on the debating team and I do this and I do this and I'm this and I'm that and I'm blah, blah, blah. And some people are very, you know, not shy. So how come Benji Frehling and his father didn't say, I ran the New York Marathon? He ran the New York Marathon, whatever it was, a different race.
Miami
Marathon. Sorry, I don't know if I insulted you or not. Which is better? Which is more choshev?
That would have been a compliment. I would have run New York.
New York. Okay, how come Benji Frehling and his father didn't write me a letter? Should I accept Benji Frehling to the yeshiva? He ran the Miami Marathon. Because they know that, you know, what does that do with the yeshiva? Most people don't know that. That's not setting me up to, I do this, I did this, I'm this, I'm blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm on the, God knows, right? You know, all the stuff that people do in high school. It's not their fault. They're in high school. When you're in high school, you're made to believe that that makes you valuable. And I'm not dismissing the value of being on the bowling team. I remember the first time I came to DRS, I met a kid. It said on his bowling shirt, had a pin, and said on top of it, pin. I said, what's your name? He says, David Pin. I said, you're kidding me. And you're really on the bowling team? He goes, yeah. Lishamayim, shmagarim. Perfect. How can you not be on the bowling team? It's like missing your whole destiny. So, you know, I'm not taking away from that. But when you have all that going on, it's hard for a person to say, I need Torah. When you have a sense of satisfaction in life, you lose your hunger. And to be fairish, Rocky 3, right? Fairish, Bavus. You guys remember Mickey, the Jewish guy? Rock! You know what I mean? He's got it. Rocky said, God, what a great, you know. Rock! Right. Rocky's fighting all these, you know, bums, and he has balloons, and he's got the whole, you know, show and parade. He's the champion. And then there's Clubber Lang. He's tough. And he wants to fight him. I'll fight him, no problem. Rocky, you can't fight him. That's why he goes, he'll rip your head off. Mm-hmm. Rocky, you lost it. You're done. And of course, he symbolizes the grit. And on the way to the fight, you know, Clubber Lang pushes him and he falls down and dies. Right? And Rocky Balboa gets beaten to death.
Of course, what song is going to bring him back? The Eye of the Tiger. That's what he said. He lost it. You know, his life, he's satisfied, he's happy, everything's cool, everything's relaxed. I've been in yeshiva for a year. I have a kotel, fleece. I have a picture on my wall. Shkoyach, I'm going to get credit. Very nice. I'm a Ben Torah student. Enough. I gave a chavura. I learned a few zdarim. God should be giving me awards at graduation. Look, relatively speaking, we all judge ourselves with our theory of relativity, right? That's all how we judge ourselves. We don't actually want to live up to what God expects of us. We want to live up to what the rest of the world expects from us. Relatively speaking, on the scope of how seriously people learn it is, we're pretty serious. Either guys, maybe in Karen Biavna, maybe more serious. Nah, but they're yeshivas. They're nuts. But it's okay. we don't have to look at that. They don't count. Then I'm Maran Orthodox. I'm Maran Orthodox. Of course you don't count for anything. Chmein, right? It's Pasha. We are from Maran Orthodox people. We don't have to learn anything. We should be getting awards. Kabbalah Satorah is in the desert, because when you're in the desert, you got nothing. You're thirsty. You're hungry. You need something to give you a sense of meaning, of value. And the Torah unabashedly believes that someone who learns Torah is greater and higher than anything else and anyone else. See, it's not one Mishnah or one Gemara. That's what we believe. I don't think modern Orthodoxy believes differently. I don't know, I'm happy to hear what the other sources are. Modern Orthodoxy believes that a person shouldn't just learn Torah. The greatness of what Torah makes you is something you should use for making the world a better place. Wonderful! I believe that, but first have some greatness. Shavuos is not how much Torah you're going to learn in the 2.5 hours between when dinner finally ends and when sunrise and in between the snack and not the snack and the... It's about a statement of values. You can get more learning done if you stayed and learned till 12 o'clock and went to sleep and dive in normal and learned during the day. Shavuos is not cost-effective learning. It's a statement. It's a statement of values. And if the value isn't that it makes you greater and higher, then I don't know what the value is. And for kids coming from high school, coming from the real world, it's a very important thing to internalize. I was happy to hear that Michael Max's parents gave him permission to come back a third year.
Right.
Why don't people stay a third year? Because it's not expected to stay a third year. I'm not saying people should stay a third year, chas v'shalom, it's aser, daraisa, midarabanan, you know. If a person feels that learning Torah and any amount of Torah they can learn, and any better they can get it, it makes them a better creature. So of course they're going to want to take advantage of as much as they can take advantage of, right? But since most people don't stay a second year, it doesn't work for many people because, you know, it's more lonely. You got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. But you know, in the Haredi world, guy learns 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, you know, years of learning, and then he asks himself questions of what he's going to go into business. I'm not saying that's what people should do. It's important also to think practically and to be able to support oneself. You have to figure out how that gets done in this world. B'chule, b'chule, everybody knows the other side. But just the principle of saying the schut to be able to learn and to take advantage. So, Mela, guy's not staying a third year. Maybe he can't even stay a second year. Is he taking advantage of afternoon Seder in his first year? So there's no vart. It's not, I can't take advantage of afternoon in my first year because I'm busy getting parnas. That's just stam lack of an appreciation. That's just stam. Why should I? Let's say a person can be ready for shiur if he comes 9:30 to morning Seder. Okay, so learn from 9 to 9:30 something else. You could learn, you have a chance, you have time, take advantage. That's one of the many good things of being in the army besides the ikkar, which is, you know, supporting the state of Israel and the Jewish people. You learn how to take advantage of your time. You have 5 minutes. Christian, you get 5 minutes. Imagine what you can do in 5 minutes. You can take apart your gun and put it back together 4 times, no? Bradford. I got 5 minutes, man. Oh, wow. High school is an exercise in working down the clock. Because basically, you're on the clock. the class is X amount of time. I remember we used to daven mincha in high school. So if we were davening at the beginning of lunch, it was a 4.5 minute special. But if we were davening during a period, it was a half an hour. Tehillim, we'd say Tehillim after davening. 6 or 7 kapitlos. Now, for the obvious questions, you know how much people hate saying Tehillim? Why were we doing that? The answer is anything's better than Chas V'Shalom having class. The goal of high school is to do whatever you can to minimize the amount of class as much as possible. If possible for the whole group, if you can save everyone, and if you can't for yourself. Okay, you try Chayach HaKodman. You can get out for a few minutes here, a few minutes there. There are guys going to the bathroom 12 times a day. 12 periods. I know this because I go to school sometimes. I see the same guy walking the hallway. Guy, go to the bathroom. You were going to the bathroom an hour ago. That was math class. I know who the guys are going to be. Right? I can tell you name the school. I'll tell you who it was this year. You know, right? You were that last year. How many sheets did you apply to get out of having to learn in the morning? Or did you say you were applying to? I remember one guy, I was in the middle of an interview, he comes walking in because it was his time. I said, look, I'm not done yet. He goes, it's okay, Rabbi, take your time. I said, go back to the show. No, no, I'm right here waiting. You just take your time. I finish, I call him, he goes, no, no, take him first. I'll wait here. No problem. I know the drill. High school. So that's the whole point. It's us against the teachers. That's why we should get the teachers anything. So Torah is the same thing, it's a little bit, okay. But no. People are surprised how it could be that a person who learned in yeshiva doesn't learn afterwards, isn't passionate afterwards. I'm never surprised. Because yeshiva is a rite of passage. So the people who are good kids, so, okay, I'm in yeshiva, this is what's expected. I'm going to do the expectations. That's most people. Most people are good kids, right? They can do whatever's expected. But if you don't develop your own internal drive, which is based on your own internal sense of worth, the worth of Torah and how it affects you, so why should it continue afterwards? So maybe it'll continue in some kvias, you know what I'm saying? I learn a little bit because I'm guilt-ridden and I learned enough Gemara, so I talk about enough sources, okay. But a real pursuit of Torah, nechites. That's my man, I see that. That we punch God's card. That's Nasa Benishma. The famous Gemara. Shabbos Daf Peches, right? Everybody knows. Where Rava was learning, sitting on his fingers, it seems, in some way, they were bleeding. He didn't realize it. Someone said to him, you're a rash people. He said Nasa Benishma, not even hearing what was implied. We don't care what was implied, but Rava took it seriously. He said, look what you're doing, you're learning, you don't need to take care of yourself. And Rava said back, Shlemus is like the Saginan. We go with reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He leads us. We believe. We entrust ourselves, we believe it's taking us to a good place. Marim Sachim, Afsama Chesem at Beis, is talking about the different shitot about how Yom Tov should be observed. So it's Machlokes Shun of Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. About whether it needs to be Kulu Lashem, Kulu Lachem, which is surprising that it would be all or nothing. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. I think the reason why is because Yom Tov has to be different than the regular day. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, famously. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav Elazar the Amora, Hakol Modin Be'atzeres, everyone agrees on Shavuos. You would say, everyone agrees on Shavuos, there has to be something Lashem, right? Dibayina Nami Lachem, that you have to have some physical celebration. Cheesecake? My time up. Yom Shenitna Bo Torahu. It's the day when the Torah was given. Yeah, the obvious question is, if it's the day when the Torah was given, we should observe it by doing something Lashem. So Rashi says something here, very strong. Yom Shenitna Bo Torahu. Why is that significant? So Rashi says, Laharot Shenoach Umekubal Yom Zeli Yisrael Shenitna Torah Bo. We have to show that the giving of the Torah is noach for us, is mekubal for us, is Kabbalah HaTorah. You know, there's a famous argument between Bisham and Beis Hillel. Is it noach lo liadam shelo yanivra? Would it have been easier for man to not be born? Some people learn Torah because they feel it's what they need to do and it's what's right and what's expected. But it's not noach for them. It's not, thank God I have this opportunity. It's okay, but I do what I got to do. So we celebrate on Shavuos. L'harot shenoach u'makubal yom zeh li'Yisrael shenitna Torah bo. Or in fact says later that Rav Yosef on Shavuos used to ask that they prepare him a fat eagle sandwich, a big meat sandwich. He said, Ilav hai yoma de kagarim, if not for what this day has caused, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. There's a lot of Joey catches out there. There's a lot of Joeys out there. If not for Shavuos, I'd just be another Joe. What makes me Rav Yosef? Yosef Katz, what makes you? You've been named Yosef? What makes it Yosef? It's because some Yiddish names in there. What's your whole name? Hmm? What's your whole name? Yosef?
Aaron.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a litany. Okay, Yosef Aaron. So, Rav Yosef says, if not for what the day when the Torah was given caused, there are a lot of Jews out there. Kama Yosef Yika Bashuka. Ilav Hai Yoma de Kagarim. What Yom is he referring to? Ilav Hai Yoma de Kagarim. So, Bapashtus, the day when the Torah was given thousands of years ago. Rashi says something very interesting. Ilav Hai Yoma. Shelamadati Torah. Vinit romamti, Hari Anoshim Harbe Bashuk Sheshman Yosef Umabe Nilabinam. Rashi says the day of Matan Torah didn't do anything. The day of Matan Torah just gave a possibility. The days that made me Rav Yosef as opposed to Joe. The days that made me higher, Vinit romamti, like the Lashon we saw in the Mishnah, right? The end of the list. Those days were the days when I learned. Shavuos, according to Rashi, is not just a day to celebrate the fact that God gave us a gift. It's to celebrate the degree to which we've taken advantage of that potential gift. It's to celebrate the days we've learned, and obviously if we appreciate it, to celebrate and take advantage of the opportunities to learn tomorrow. And this is the worst part for us. The Yetzer Hara does such a very good job at undermining our willpower to learn. With so many different explanations. Maybe I'm not going to know how to learn, maybe this, maybe that. Maybe I shouldn't learn this, I should learn that, I should learn here, I should learn there. Maybe if I do this, I'll be better, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing how many sveikos the Yetzer Hara can throw at us to the point where we lose, even if we're doing it, we lose the passion for it. We have to recognize that. Like Rava answered in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches. Anon Misaginin. Let me read the Gemara inside. Shabbos Daf Peches. Shabbos 3, I think. We have a real Gemara behind me. It's English library. If it's a Hebrew, it's a safe without English, not allowed to be here. The Santino?
Got an article.
Oh, article, okay. It's good, otherwise I wouldn't be able to find it. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Aleph says, Ahu Tzeduki, Dechazi L'Rava, Dekam Ayin B'Shmatza, V'Yatzva, Etz Basa Didei Tutei Kara, Dekam Mayitzvu, Dekam Ivoin, Etz Bousei Dama. A Tzeduki saw Rava, who was sitting and learning on his fingers, and the pressure of the weight of him on his fingers was causing blood to come out, and he didn't even realize it. Amalei Amab Siza, Dekadmisu, Pumaychul Udnaychu. You're a rash people. Did you put your mouth before your ears? You should have heard what it was and then decided if you wanted to accept it. Rav answered him, Anon de Sagenon Bishlei Musa. I go in the ways of complete faith. Ksiv ben Tumat Isharim Tanchem. Tumat Isharim Tanchem. Someone who goes bitmimus, Hashem will lead you on the straight path. Do we believe in Hashem in that way? That's what it comes down to. Do we believe the Torah makes us special? Do we believe it's from Hashem? And do we believe that if we commit ourselves to it, Hashem will help us find the way? I have a brother-in-law. I have a number of brothers-in-law. My wife has 5 brothers. And then she has 2 sisters. So I have 7 brothers-in-law. They all learn. Some work too. And one of them, the oldest one, he went to Yeshiva Far Rockaway. He went to Halb, excuse me. Halb, right? They had a Rebbe in Halb, 8th grade. By Fruchthandler. Still have him, right? Oh, he's done, he's done? Oh, he was Harriet Tubman. Hundreds of kids. Hundreds of kids. Including my brother-in-law. So he got in 8th grade to go to Yeshiva Far Rockaway. Yeshiva Far Rockaway. From there he went to the Merkez HaTorah. Wouldn't go to Wayu Chas V'Shalom. I think from my parents, my in-laws, he did maybe a degree in Turo, in the old days Turo. I'm trying to say hardcore. And then back to the Mir Yeshiva. My in-laws, oh, hey, what's going to be with him? You got to go to Parnas, you got to get a degree. What's going to be with him? He's a fanatic, and I'm going to make anything out of him. Right? And then he decided to become a Rosh Koyla. First of all, he married the daughter of Rashiv of Telz Yeshiva. Granddaughter of Matala Katz, I've heard of him. Rashiv's daughter. What's going to be marrying Rashiv's daughter? He got married after 3 dates. Didn't even meet my in-laws. The girl didn't meet my in-laws. What's wrong with these people? You know from your parents, right? Okay. They went back to the Mir Yeshiva. And they became Rosh Koyla. Rosh Koyla, you can't make it Rosh Koyla. Sure enough, the Koyla fell apart. Who's it going to be? So he went to another Koyla. So now he's a Koyla in Chicago. And sure enough, in the Koyla in Chicago, he met someone at nursing homes. He went into the business. He has millions and millions and millions of dollars. My father-in-law is a doctor, right? And he works, and he's like a nickel. So my brother-in-law learns in the morning in Anido Koilel, and then he's writing a sefer on Evan Ezer, you know, in like a Mishnah Berurah, like the Badei Shulchan. He learns in a Yodin Koilel. From 1 to 3, he signs checks. In his house, they have moving bookcases with all the svarim because there's no room along the walls, not because his house is small, because he has a lot of svarim, Baruch Hashem. The Sagina Mishleimusa ben Tumas Yisharim Tanche. I'm not saying you shouldn't make a shtadlus. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to university, a good one, not get a degree. I'm not saying that. But we believe that if a person does what he does, Hashem will help him. I was thinking this Shabbos about Torah. I rarely have time to think about Torah. I'm just so busy. My son is taking his bagrut on writing. Writing bagrut. The kids don't learn how to write anymore in high school, so every 5 minutes I have to help him. Help me again. I learned how to write. Okay, whatever. I was thinking a few minutes about Torah. Tell me another book, another area of study, another corpus of literature that people have been studying for thousands of years. I don't mean a professor in university who is, being Isaac in ancient Akkadian texts. I'm talking about Balabat. I'm not talking about one book. I'm talking about every single book written in the Masorah. I'm talking about thousands of svarim that people hold dear. And no professor kisses Plato or Aristotle. Not the book, not the statue, not the ground. It shows you something about it. Such a wonderful kesher, such a wonderful gift. Ashreinu matov chelkenu umanoyim goralenu. Jews for so many years felt that this was v'hivdi lanu min ha-torim. So lucky to be exposed to it, to have the opportunity to learn it and to learn how to learn it better. That's a more important thing, the second thing. It's such a special opportunity. So much at your disposal, Rebbeim and types of Shiurim. You know, I hear from guys when they go back, even to places like YU, and yeshiva, play basketball during the break, come back 3:45, don't go to 3:30 shiur, right? And we don't realize Olam Labrios Me'al Bonus Shel Torah. To have exposure to it, to realize what it means, what it's special, how special it is, but not to be osik in it. Before we can begin to sanctify ourselves in the 3 days of Kedusha of Shlosh Nehagbalah, the second day of Sivan, the Yom HaMiyuchas, is the day where the proposal is made. What's the proposal? What's the proposal? I mentioned it before. Hashem sends Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. I'm not going to give them the Torah unless they're ready for it. Other nations ask questions. It's not for them. Hashem says to Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, "Im shamoa tishmu bekoli ushemartem et briti v'yitem li segula mikol ha'amim v'atem tiyuni mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh." Do you want to be my people? Do you want to have this relationship? Do you want to be special? Do you want to be kadosh? Do you want to be malachet kohen? A step above. The second day is when the proposal was brought to Bnei Yisrael and they said, "Nasa, let's do it." And the third day, Hashem sent Moshe back and said, "Okay, this is how we get ready for Maamad Har Sinai." So the night between the second day and the third day tonight is the day to make sure that we want to say Nasa to this proposal. And if so, to take advantage of the 3 days to sanctify ourselves, to prepare ourselves for this big moment, Kabbalah Sator. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there were yeshivas when I was your age, it was many years ago. So when I was in yeshiva, people used to pride themselves on not leaving yeshiva. People didn't leave for weeks, for months. I remember when I was at Pesach time, I was on the way to the bus stop, and there was a guy, Shon Bet guy. He said, "You're going to the bus stop?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Can you show me where it is?" He wasn't like guy, remember, you know. So I said, "Okay, look. When you left at the end of last year, you took a taxi to the airport. Okay, I got that. What did you do last Pesach?" "I didn't have to leave last Pesach." He goes, "I got a trip." Then you get a sense of being focused on Limud HaTorah. It's very easy to be focused on Limud HaTorah if you got nothing. And some yeshivas are in the desert. And when you're in the desert, it's a lot easier because you really have nothing. There's something to be said for that. I mentioned last Tuesday, information me, Shlosh Me'agbalah, for 3 days everyone's going to stay in yeshiva. Ideally before Shabbos. From Shabbos to Shabbos, you're like, what, is it crazy? You're a lunatic, right? Okay, that's part of the problem. But 3 days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. And you know, Har Sinai, after the Shekhinah left, became nothing. That's why it's not marked by the Jewish people. We don't even know where it is. The mountain that takes the place of Har Sinai, of course, is the Har Abayis. That's where the Shekhinah is. Of course, there's no better place to prepare for the concept of meeting Hashem, which is the root behind Kabbalah HaTorah, than here. Hopefully everyone will have a meaningful Kabbalah HaTorah Yom Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Bahar here, that they'll carry with them in the future. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here this year. Unfortunately, I was asked to come teach Torah in Edgware. That's important too. I'm not unfortunate, but I'm fortunate that I can't be Avos Da'ar Abayis. Important. And I remember a few years ago I was in by Kazovitz. I remember how different it felt. It's not the same thing when they're going driving cars and Jews driving cars and the sports and this and that, and everyone wants to know, you know, won this playoff game and that playoff game and blah blah blah, and the food and the hack and everything that goes on. You don't have a sense of, and it's chutzpah, you shouldn't have a sense of. So here you have an opportunity for it to be different. What were you doing in the Shloshim Mei HaKabbalah last year? Rabbi, what were Shloshim Mei HaKabbalah? Studying for finals, maybe finished finals, preparing for graduation, hocking around, right? Who knows? People probably had a hockey game or a basketball game, playoff game, you know, some sort, God knows. Right? Ludicrous. Like this year, they scheduled the Jet game on Yom Kippur. But what was worse was that Jews asked for it to move to Erev Yom Kippur. They could go to the game. It wouldn't have been so bad if it had been on Yom Kippur. For these people, Yom Kippur Zep is not, you know, obviously not. Yom Kippur is a day when we're not allowed to go to a football game because we have to come to shul and keep halacha. But whatever Yom Kippur is, that's not halacha. We gotta eat, we'll eat at the game. We got a lot of hot dogs. We got four kosher stands. You know, no problem, we'll eat a lot. Rabbi, don't worry, we'll eat a lot. Oh, we gotta eat for first, we'll give some stock to the oni. No problem, how much you want, Rabbi? Shloshim Mei HaKabbalah. We don't say Tachlin, Yishkoyach. We didn't say Vinoim tonight. We didn't say Tzidkaskad Mincha. That's the reason we're not saying Tachlin, people. It's an uplifting time. When God says, do you want to be a Malachit Kohen and Kodesh? And we say, Nasa. And then Hashem sends Moshe to tell us how to prepare. And we get ready. And it's even more significant based on where we're coming from and where we're going to and what time in the year it is to make sure Kabbalah is up to me. So some people weren't in for Shabbos, okay, whatever it is, what it is. Now you have the Shloshim Mei HaKabbalah. And some people aren't here. It's unfortunate. I didn't say everyone should be here. I said anyone who cares about Torah should be here. No, I don't know. I know there's some people, even in Shabbat HaKotel, people don't care so much. What can you do? And I assume everyone else is in Eilat for Shabbos. It takes a long time to get back, you know. So now, tomorrow, or the next day, when someone says, hey, let's go to this, let's go to that, and you'll say, no, it's Shloshim Mei HaKabbalah. You're not going to say that. You look like a friar, you look like a fool. You're a fool, not a crazy man. Gary Abner guy, not so, right? I'm going to say that, I'm not going to say that. Say that. In a nice, you know, non-gaivetic, non-judgmental way. Being yeshiva, paying for shulis. Whether you say that or not, we'll be expressive of and be kover for you the degree to which who you are is based upon what other people expect from you, whether it's based on real internalized beliefs about what you value. Most people on Shavuos, it's a Yom Tov. It says Simcha, fine. Everybody loves a party, right? Why not, right? How many people are celebrating the days Shalamadati v'nit Romamti? The days that further drove in my uniqueness. I want you to know, every time I learn a sugya, every time I learn something new, it makes me feel a little bit better. When I say better, I don't mean better than other people. I don't mean more gaivadik. I don't mean looking down on other people. I mean better. I feel like a better person. Now I know this week we're learning Shepagin and Dibur. It makes me a better person. Better than a person who doesn't know Pagin and Dibur. Part of the Torah. I got a new appreciation of the Torah, a new concept, a new idea. It makes me a little bit of a better person. Better than I was yesterday. A little more important. I don't mean important guy, but I mean important in creation. A little more realizing what I'm meant to be here. Because again, when you do Maisim and Tovim, which are very important, I'm not taking away from it, doesn't make you better. You're more Mekayim, what you're meant to be Mekayim. Makes you better a little bit too, because you become a better person, you're a nicer person. But Torah is what you attain, it's what you become. That's why it's such a focus on Torah. Because it's who you are. Character development. Doing chesed is also a very important part of character. But it's not like every time you do a ma'aseh chesed, you become a richer person. It's a chiyuv and it's important, and you got to do it. You got to make sure you have a strong element of chesed in you. But every dvar Torah you learn, it makes you romantic. The Chazal don't use the same terminology other places. Some people celebrate on Shavuot the days they learn Torah, every day, every word, every little thing. And it serves to reinvigorate them, to learn more tomorrow, to take advantage of more opportunities, more moments, more days. Look, you can say I'm crazy, you can say we're crazy, but at least we're consistent. That's why I said months ago, I encourage people to learn over the summer. Oh, crazy rabbi. Said it, that's what we believe. You learn another mesechta, you learn nothing better. One makes you a better person. That's where having a big meat sandwich comes from. You don't believe in that, eat cheesecake. You believe in it, you can have cheesecake too, just for, you know, a few hours in between. Or first. You're supposed to have a big meat sandwich on Shavuos. Without that, what's your English name, Menachem?
I got rid of it before I came to Israel, actually.
What?
I got rid of it.
What was it? Come on.
Mark.
Mark. Without it, there's a lot of Mark Goldsteins out there in the shuk. And just because, you know, in Hebrew we use the word Menachem doesn't mean that, Rav Yosef said, there's a lot of Yosefs out there. There's a lot of Menachem Goldsteins out there, we don't learn. Want to be Rav Menachem Goldstein? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Rav Yosef. You know, Rav Yosef, at the end of his life, was a blind man. Forgot a lot of his Torah. But he felt that he was special. I saw one of my relatives, I don't want to be too specific, recently. He's a very old man, 80, over 80. Used to be such a strong person. He used to pick each of us up and hold us upside down and shake us. My brother's 6'1", he'd pick him up, hold him upside down and shake him. I saw him, he's crippled over. He still talks tough because, you know, he's got the personality with me, but what's left? I said to my wife, what are we going to be when we're that age? She said, hopefully people will know a lot of Torah. What do you have in the end that you take with you? What makes you something special? You see the way people dance around Rav Yoshev. The guy's half dead. I don't mean, you know, I'm just saying the guy's not alive, half alive. Have I just say all these old men? But they have something. All these people think they're so much greater than they are. That's the belief. Kinyan Torah, the Mishnayos of Kinyan Torah begin not with a list of the things you need to have to acquire it, but by describing what acquiring it accomplishes. Because if you don't believe that, you can't get to the next Mishnayot. So we here, we want to do our best over the next few days, including Shavuot, to try and bring it together, to try and help you develop this appreciation. To try and make sure that your Shavuot here should be meaningful enough that it's something you take with you, whether you're not coming back next year or whether you're coming back next year, to take with you to come back properly. We can do the best we can. La'avdil, Hashem gives the Torah, but it's up to the people to receive the Torah. La'avdil, we want to give out these messages and help you reflect on it, but it's up to you. It's up to you to reflect. Tomorrow night there'll be a sikha, and Monday night there'll be vad. I mean, it's on Tuesday night staying up, and I'm sure throughout the days other messages will be given out. Tomorrow morning there won't be a sikha, we'll step a little late tonight, whenever, right? But I'm sure you'll hear a lot of things Monday. I'm giving a special shiur, Maisa Merkava. I'm sure other people are. I don't know if Rav Cutler's giving anything special over the next few days, but I'm sure he will. We didn't think of it, we didn't have it planned yet, but I'm sure he will. At some point, on Shavuos. Shouldn't just be you roll into Shavuos. You know what I mean? You roll into Shavuos. You can't start celebrating Shavuos without internalizing and appreciating that the moments you learned made you a better person.
and you want to figure out how to make sure that you have as many of those as possible down the line. Again, I'm not saying we shouldn't be practical. I'm not saying we shouldn't go to university. We have to know ultimately what matters. I have a cousin on my side. I have a cousin. My grandfather came from Europe. He went to Baltimore. He was a rabbi in Baltimore. So the Panavizh Rav, he came across, you know, he wanted to build Panavizh. There was nothing. He was in Panavizh in Europe, and then came in. He had a dream. He came to my grandfather in Baltimore. He said, come around the United States with me and help me, you know, raise money. So my grandfather asked his shul in East Baltimore. I said, okay, I want to take off for a little while. Go. They said, no. He said, I'm leaving anyway. He left. He had no money, no job. His wife stayed there for 3 months alone. He went on trains with the Panavizh Rav around the United States raising money for Panavizh. So they built Panavizh. So my grandfather had the four daughters, his first daughter. You know, she was in Stern College, first class of Stern College. My grandfather wanted to have a real shidduch, not Stern College. So he took her to Israel. He called up Panavizh Rav, I have a new shidduch for my daughter. My aunt was like a, you know, an American teenager, right? So they brought a guy from Kfar Chassidim, who was learning in the Kollel there. He spoke Yiddish and Hebrew. She spoke English and Yiddish. They communicated in Yiddish. They got married. Doesn't sound normal, does it, right? They got married, living by the guy, and had 5 kids. The first kid, his name is Alec Ruvain, like me. He learned a lot of Torah. He was in Kollel in Bnei Brak. He's still in Kollel Bnei Brak. He has 7 kids. His second daughter just had a baby. No, I don't know how many are married. A bunch of them are married. I don't know how he makes it. He didn't go to college. He knows a lot of Torah. I was at a bar mitzvah Yom Yerushalayim night. One of his brother's kids got bar mitzvah. So the kid goes to Rappaport. It's like a Haredi school in Yerushalayim. So I asked my cousin, I said, Tommy, what is this Rappaport? He goes, it's not real frum. Meaning my cousin is real frum. By the way, not cocky, not condescending, not the stereotypical, what you think, oh, Haredi, bad, you know. He asked me how my nephew, my brother's son, was not feeling well. How's he doing? He's davening for him. I'm not saying that that's the approach you're supposed to take. He hasn't affected the world that much, directly at least. But he knows how to learn. He's learned a lot of Torah. And he's alive, he's surviving. So I'm not saying you should take the path that you take, that you're raised with. You can go to college and you can still be a Ben Torah, you can still be a Talmud Chacham, but it takes a lot more work, and a lot more commitment and seriousness, and a lot more focus and prioritization and remembering what really matters. The question is, in the end, you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you evaluate what He gives you, and what He's given us. I feel very special. I feel very proud, very happy to be part of the addiction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave His Torah to, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Chavivin Yisrael, shenitalem klei chemda. The Jewish people are specially beloved that they were given this tool, this great beloved tool, the Torah. I'm proud and happy. I'm celebrating on Shavuos. And I'm not just celebrating the day that God gave it. I'm celebrating every day I took advantage of it. Before told me he went to a wedding of a guy who was shana gimel in another yeshiva. He was a real bum when he came to yeshiva. Because of that, then he became very frum. And in shana gimel, he got married, made a siyum shas. So now the cynics amongst us say, how well does he know shas? Come on, in 3 years, how long is shas? He's like the guy without the basketball hoop, you know what I'm trying to say? Throughout high school, he bummed around. Obviously, there was a very big bum around, right? And I guess, and then he came and said, oh my God, this is the real deal. Okay, let's do it. The problem with a lot of you guys is, so you were good guys in high school. Okay, say it. Not so bad, not so good. A little bit better. To receive the Torah in the Midbar. To be on fire. To appreciate the opportunity to take advantage. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. Chelik is what we've been given. Umanoyim goraleinu. And how sweet is our destiny that we can realize. Umayafa yirushateinu, what we see from our fathers. What we can realize ourselves. Kuliyama lo pligi on shvuith debina nami lochem yom shenitne batorah. To celebrate what we have, the degree we've taken advantage of, and to commit ourselves to taking advantage of more. Ashreinu matalgeinu manayim goyaleinu
Nine, 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 nine